Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today, we're looking at three stories that highlight how innovation continues to reshape drug development. From artificial intelligence guiding oncology licensing decisions, to expanding indications for established biologics, and new approaches to treating autoimmune disease. First, Pathos AI has entered a global licensing agreement with Jiangsu Alphamab Biopharmaceuticals for JSKN-016, a first-in-class TROP2/HER3 bispecific antibody drug conjugate, or ADC. Under the agreement, Pathos gains rights to develop and commercialize the therapy outside Greater China, with the deal including a $125 million upfront payment and the potential for more than $2 billion in milestone payments. The candidate was selected using Pathos's proprietary Foundry AI platform, which analyzes biological, clinical, and real-world data to identify promising therapeutic opportunities. JSKN-016 is already in phase 3 testing for triple-negative breast cancer, making this another example of AI being used to guide portfolio decisions as well as drug discovery. Next, the FDA has accepted Allergan Aesthetics' supplemental biologics license application for Botox Cosmetic to treat masseter muscle prominence in adults. If approved, the indication would make Botox Cosmetic the first neurotoxin specifically approved in the United States for this condition and would add a fifth aesthetic indication to the product's label. The submission is supported by two phase 3 studies that met their primary endpoints, demonstrating significant improvements in facial contour compared with placebo, while maintaining a safety profile consistent with the product's established uses. Finally, Oblenio Bio has dosed the first patients in a phase 1a trial evaluating LBL-051, a trispecific T-cell engager designed to target BCMA, CD19, and CD3 in refractory autoimmune diseases. Unlike autologous CAR T-cell therapies, LBL-051 is being developed as an off-the-shelf therapy intended to deplete both B-cells and plasma cells, with the goal of achieving a more durable immune reset. The first in-human study will evaluate safety, tolerability, pharmacodynamic biomarkers, and early signs of clinical activity across multiple autoimmune conditions. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.